bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to get right back into your phone calls here about absolutely anything. We'll open things up by talking to RJ in Tampa, listening to WFLA. Hello, RJ.
Hey, how are we doing?
Hey, great. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's like I was listening, and I couldn't believe the comment was made that they didn't know that there were auto manufacturers out there that were non-union.
I'm not an automotive expert. I'm not a big car fan, so I guess I just don't know these things. Mark, you knew that, right?
Yeah, well, I do the economics around here.
Economics around here.
So there you go. One of us knew, one did not, sir. Your thoughts?
Well, it's like, because my dad retired from Honda of America in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the average hourly wage for the non-unions are like $35 an hour, and that's what I believe my father retired as far as his hourly wage, compared to the big three auto workers who are union, and they average $75 an hour.
Jeez.
Well,
that's crazy. $35 an hour is pretty darn good. I think most Americans would be fine living on $35 an hour.
Well, and the benefits that they had were just phenomenal.
The Honda folks, you mean?
Yeah, the Honda folks. They had a campus in the same geographical location that had both a car plant and a motorcycle plant. And their personal facility that they had there, as far as the gym facilities, child care. I mean, they actually went out for their workers and set it up, and they gave them no excuse to not be productive. And as far as I know, and I might be wrong, but I've never heard of that plant in Ohio ever laying anybody off. And
that's great.
Since they were formed, and this was back in 78, I think it was, when they first opened up the motorcycle plant.
Well, I don't have a problem with people getting into unions if that's what they want to do. But my problem comes in where the government steps in and grants favors to the unions, grants special powers to them, and gets involved between relations between employees and employers. I don't think the government should be involved one iota. I imagine you'd agree with that.
Well, of course not. And I know for a fact that Honda as a corporation, if they ever thought about bringing in a union, or the government ever thought about getting involved in that capacity, they would just pack up and go to another country. And everybody there knows that. So that's why there's never even been a hint of a union in at least that facility there in Ohio.
Well, good. Many happy days ahead to them. I think that they're a fine company from what I've seen. I've never owned one myself, but my girlfriend has, and she loved it. I know that I'm a bit of a Toyota buff when it comes to that. But you know, the Japanese cars, and I think, have generally just been better, in my opinion, than the American-made cars.
I think they have better press. I think the American cars have been getting better over the last decade.
That's not going to be the truth with Government Motors now.
Government Motors is going to stink.
Government Motors. That's about right.
Thank you for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you, and we'll continue with your calls about anything here. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ken in New Hampshire. And, Ken, you're on the Amp line on Free Talk Live.
Evening, fellas.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and bring this to your attention if you haven't already heard about it. But apparently earlier today, the Associated Press ran like a 5-page article on the Free State Project. And subsequently, it was picked up by the Washington Post and then FoxNews.com. And the result has been pretty much like so many people were going to the freestateproject.org website that it pretty much crashed the server for a while. But as of now, it's back up and running. And
that is awesome. I have to say, I went after you told me that was over at those websites. I went and checked it out. It's right there on the front page of Fox News right now as we are speaking. The story published by the Associated Press came out this afternoon, so 3:30 in the afternoon, which means that it wouldn't have been able to get into Saturday morning newspapers, which means that when the newspapers pick this story up, it's going to be picked up for Sunday papers. I mean, that's just my presumption. I don't know a whole lot about the newspaper business, besides the fact that they're dying. But the newspapers that are going to run this story are likely going to run it in tomorrow morning's paper, which will be even more exposure. They'll likely decide to, at that point, syndicate the story to their website. So you may see even more websites picking up this story as of tomorrow. This is pretty exciting news for the Free State Project. Some major exposure. I haven't had a chance to get through the entire, as you say, 4 or 5 page article. Is it relatively fair? Have you had a chance to read through it?
Oh, I definitely read through it completely, and it's definitely the fairest piece of journalism I've ever seen. You know, this,
wow,
talking about the Free State Project.
That means it's positive.
Yeah, basically covered Pork Fest, and you know, talking about all the things we were doing up there. You know, the gun shooting, and you know, like I believe, like talking about some homeschooling groups, and just you know, our state representatives,
great,
that were Free State Project people. So yeah, I'm telling you, this is like one of the best days I've ever seen for the Free State Project.
Well,
you know,
I hope somebody gets a clue over there and removes that Claire Wolf article from the front page of the Free State Project site, because it's like you've got all these people coming now to the Free State Project website at freestateproject.org, and what's the first article they see? A relatively nasty article by Claire Wolf. They posted it to the front page of the site because it mentions the Free State Project, but if that's why it was there, then put the AP story up at the top of the website so people can see that when they come to the page, instead of Claire Wolf trying to talk people down from the ledge of making the jump and actually joining the project. I think that's one of the worst things they've ever had on the front page, and of course it happens to happen right now. So anyway, thanks Ken for that. Anything else you want to share?
Well, that's about it, fellas.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, you know, the Free State Project will apparently, they'll put whatever they can up on the front page to seem relevant. And I guess there was a real dearth of stories, and so they put this Claire Wolf article up there. Claire Wolf is this lady that, you know, she's got good intentions. She is kind of a backwoods lady that has decided to run away from everything and, you know, build her cabin in the woods and kind of hide out like Thoreau or something like that.
Well, also, and she's a Westerner. And
yeah.
There's sort of this, for some people who live in the East versus the West, especially the West, they've got this thing about the people who live in the East.
Mm.
And, you know, she didn't want to move to, you know, because New Hampshire was chosen. The fine.
Yeah, but she used to be in the Free State Project, and then when New Hampshire
was such a sourpuss lady.
There were 10 states that were on the slate to be chosen from. One of them was New Hampshire, and a few of them were out west, and you know, there were a bunch of others. Alaska was another. And Wyoming came in second place. Alaska came in, I believe, third place, and New Hampshire came in first place. And so there's some sour milk as a result of that, and that's fine. Somebody started the Free State West movement, which, from what I can tell, hasn't taken off in any way, shape, or form.
But I wish them luck.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's important to have competition in the marketplace, and it's clear to me who the top competitor is, and that's the Free State Project. So yo it to yourself if you think that you want a good chance at liberty in your lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org or go find this AP story. Like I said, it's right at the top, right in the main story bracket area of foxnews.com right now. As we continue with your phone calls, going to Enid, Oklahoma, where John is listening. Hello, John. You are on Free Talk Live.
Appreciate it. Look, you had an earlier caller who inspired me to call, and he was talking about immigrating out of the country for economic and perhaps even medical reasons.
Yes, sir.
I myself am presently researching moving down to Argentina, which has always fascinated me. The country's got about 3 or 4 different seasons. It's got a variety of scenery, and I'm just, you know, there's something about that gaucho cultural heritage, you know, that really kind of reminds me of the old West over up here.
There's a lot of beautiful socialist places. Try California. You've got to be careful when you're picking places based on climate and maybe, you know, culture. Make sure you look deeply into its government. I know that Argentina's had trouble in the past. I don't know, you know, currently what politics are like there.
Well, you know, I was on the internet this last week. I discovered that the Argentinian government requires permanent senior citizen residents to deposit monthly $700 into an Argentinian bank to guarantee that they'll be financially taken care of, which they also state is a very comfortable living for a single person in Argentina. Now, Costa Rica is different. Costa Rica wants $1,500 per
person
per month.
You to give them $1,500 per month to live there?
Yeah, when you got yes, you got a deposit guarantee by contract with the government that you deposit that much automatically into
one of
their banks.
Thank you, sir. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing toll-free 800-259-9231. It is the Saturday edition of the program. Again, that number is 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free. So enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the Wiki, the archives. We give it all away. freetalklive.com.
Guns, protests, smoking bans, biker rallies, comic conventions, pork fest, homeschooling, mortgages, pirates, hot chicks talking about liberty, and of course, there's the puppet from outer space, thinktwicenews.com. Go there and subscribe today. It's at thinktwicenews.com.
All right, our toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We go right back into your phone calls about anything, and we'll start things out with Rick, listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, Rick. Rick, in West Virginia. You are on the air, sir.
That's right. I just had a couple of comments I'd like to make about Mr. Obama.
Sure.
First of all, when he filed to run for the presidency, he should have had to submit proof at that very point that he was a citizen, a natural born citizen of this country.
The government doesn't actually follow its own rules, but go ahead.
Okay, and whoever didn't do that was derelict in their duties.
Sure. But as usual, when a government employee is derelict in duties, the other government people look the other way and they pretend it doesn't happen.
There is this this document that they call his birth certificate that I saw online, and it really looks weird. I mean, it looks fake to me.
What I understand, it's not a birth certificate. It's a certificate of live birth, and there's supposed to be a difference there. I don't know what the difference is, but... But besides that, it bothers me that so many people don't think it's a problem that he's not a natural-born citizen, because that's part of our Constitution. And when you start chipping away at one point of the Constitution, then all points are fair game.
I don't know if you've noticed, but the Constitution has been chipped away for a long time. So this is, you know, maybe the icing on the cake or the cherry on top. But you can go down, and we've done this in the past before. We're not going to have time to do it tonight, but we went down through the Bill of Rights, just the first, you know, the first 10 amendments there, and pointed out how, what was it? What did we determine, Mark? Was it 7.5 or 8 or something like that? Or no, those were the Communist Manifesto plans.
There aren't any soldiers living in my house.
Yeah, but that's been violated in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. There were soldiers that were forcing their ways into people's homes, and they were staying in a church, actually. So there have been examples of that one being violated. You can go down the list of the 10 amendments, and you can find out that I think they've all pretty much been violated, and violated time and time again. So what's new?
Well, nothing, our founding fathers... They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to fight for the Constitution of the United States. Unfortunately, the people who run our government don't have any honor, much less sacred honor anymore.
Well.
So.
I don't know how much honor, honestly. I mean, I understand the worship for the founding fathers. I mean,
certain
I used to
reverence.
Be there. Yeah, I used to be there myself in the past. But having learned more about them, I don't know how much honor these men actually had. I mean, they kept slaves. Thomas Jefferson, who talked a good game about freedom, was a bit of a tyrant in his own right when he was president. So, can't say I'm too impressed with those guys.
Well. I disagree, but that's beside the point.
They probably were better presidents than Barack Obama.
I love the idea that the Revolutionary War was fought on. I mean, certainly no man is perfect, and it was a different time.
That's true.
So I understand some of the problems. I think that the founding fathers that served as presidents, most of them did a pretty good job of violating the Constitution.
Sure.
And you know, point by point,
started right from the beginning.
But. I like the idea of the Constitution, the government being forced to be limited and all that sort of thing. But
the New Hampshire Constitution has a lot of those same ideas in it. I like the idea of keeping the government limited by not actually combining 50 of them together into a much larger, more powerful government. I think it's really high time for the federal government to come to a close. Thank you for the call tonight, 800-259-9231. At the very least, get me the hell out of it. I don't want to be involved. So let's talk to Aaron, listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, this actually kind of goes to the power of the federal government, but I wanted to speak about the Federal Reserve.
Yes, sir.
And from my understanding, and, you know, as limited as it may be, the Federal Reserve is the one that actually creates money.
That is correct.
However, what a lot of people don't know is the Federal Reserve isn't really a government organization. You can call it quasi-government.
Yeah, it's
most accurate to call it quasi-government.
It's sort of like the post office's quasi kind of government.
The president does appoint the chairman.
Right, and they do have a really big interlocking agreement where when the government needs money, they go to the Federal Reserve, and that's their exclusive provider of such things. And I think it's important to point out to people that may not know, when you say the Federal Reserve creates money, that is an accurate statement. That is true. But the Federal Reserve, in its creation of money, does not create value. And there's an important difference, because when people think of money, they think of something that's valuable, right? They, I can trade these pieces of paper for things. But when the Federal Reserve prints money out, all they're doing is stealing value from the American people, because, the values out there in the transactions, the decisions in the marketplace that are being made, money is just a go-between
it's an exchange medium.
Yeah, between people.
Because it's just paper. And what they do to actually, I guess, assign value to that is, they take treasury bonds as collateral.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how it gets into where it's got this intrinsic value created. But if you look at a dollar bill, it's a Federal Reserve note. It doesn't come from the treasury. And the Federal Reserve has to be careful on how much money they issue, because like you said, it can devalue. It can cause great extensive inflation from doing that.
Well, I'd also like to point out that when the government says that it's going to, with the treasury bonds, it says we're going to pay you money back. That's the idea
of
the people that that they give the bond, that buy the bond, that we're going to give you the money back later. That's what we're putting this bond out there for. Where does the federal government get its money? It gets its money from the labor of its citizens. And the question I have for you
is subjects.
My question, actually, I think there's a better term, is if an organization gets to extract your labor and at the force of punishment in jail, what are you to that person or that organization? It seems to me that you're a slave.
Yeah, even to the point where this is something that I always kind of struggled with, but the property ownership, the fact that you can, own property, but unless you pay the yearly tax on it, you don't really own it. It's more of a rental.
Absolutely. And that is a total serf situation, and they do their best to try to obscure that. But anybody that's really thought about it for a moment, any homeowner that has ever thought about it, realizes what will happen if they don't pay the criminal gang that is demanding money from them some arbitrary number. It's an arbitrary – they just pick a number out of thin air, and they demand that from you. And if you don't pay it, they will take your house from you, what you thought was yours. Even if you paid the mortgage, as I have done. It's supposedly mine, free and clear. That is, unless the city of Keene decides they want it more than me. I thank you for the call tonight. Good points. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed, America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, Saturday edition. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. We've got updates, and we'll send you one whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live in your email box. You can just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. From creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-liberty activism than you probably imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Or if you're listening live, go to foxnews.com. There's a huge AP story right there at the front page of Fox News about the Free State Project tonight, which is pretty exciting. So let's go to in the meantime to your calls about anything, and we'll talk to ladies first. Barbara is on the line listening to WFLA FM in Tallahassee.
Hi.
Hey, Barbara. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had had an acquaintance talk to me about becoming a sovereign individual, or what they call a secured party creditor, and I didn't understand what they were explaining, and I thought perhaps you might know something or your listeners.
We have heard such fantasies on the air on this program for a number of years. People mm-hmm. will call in with what they believe to be some sort of secret
incantation.
Exclusive incantation or knowledge or a process that one can involve oneself in, that if you just follow these steps in this order, or you just fill out this paperwork, or you just utter these words in front of a judge, that they'll just leave you alone. And it's very sexy. You know, it sounds very intriguing and, very... exciting, that, oh, wow, you know, I've stumbled across this information that so many people would want to have, and I'm going to, okay, oh, you want $1,000 to learn about it? All right, well, I guess I really want to be free, so I'll pay the $1,000. And then you get a CD-ROM or something like that with some document files on it, and they, you know, give you all this paperwork to fill out, and they, all right, just fill out all this and then send it in, and you'll be a free person. You'll be a sovereign individual. And, you know, then later on down the line, we never actually end up hearing from anybody that has had any success with these things. They usually call in and claim to know somebody who's had success, but those people never have their own websites to provide proof. Or if they do have a website, they are always charging for the information, and nobody really has any real proof that any of this stuff works. Whatever, I don't know all the exact details on...
The Lodial title often gets tossed around in there, too.
There's all kinds of stuff out there, and you can find these websites by these people that swear that what they will do for you will set you free. But I have to ask, if what these people have to say is of such value, why are they withholding the information? Why not just put it out there and say, hey, Americans, this is the step. These are the steps that you can take, and you can free yourself from this government enslavement. Because if they did that, they would have far more people coming to their website, far more people buying whatever book or CD-ROM they have to distribute, because they would be so elated that they've been set free. I mean, oh my God, Mark, if somebody could, if tomorrow somebody called you up and said, I want to advertise my method to free myself with Free Talk Live, and you know, all right, what is it? Okay, it's this method, and I'm giving away all the information. Wow, okay, that's pretty cool. Well, then we would start promoting that. If somebody had actually had success with it, that would drive all kinds of new business to that person's website, and they'd become probably a multimillionaire, because, I don't know, if I'm paying $10,000 a year in federal income taxes, and all of a sudden this magical incantation allows me to stop paying $10,000 a year, I wouldn't have a problem sending a grand to that guy just to say thanks. Thanks for helping me get out of this. But, ask for the proof. That's what I would say to that, Barbara. Ask for the proof.
Ask for the proof. Yes, I guess you're right about that. It sounded too good to be true to me also.
Yep.
And I just thought, well, I'll just throw it out there and see what happens.
Yeah, you'll probably, if you do ask for the proof, you'll get stories about, people they've heard of that have done it, but no one will ever be able to show you any real proof. Usually the people that claim to know these things are in the initial phases of trying it for themselves. And we always tell them when they call in, all right, well, good luck. Let us know how it works out. Call us back. Give us an update.
We've been on the air since 2002.
Yeah, when has that happened? What, has it happened, Mark?
Well, I've gotten reams of paper, from people, I guess not reams, but handwritten things, and just, I'm sorry, when you're on the radio, sometimes you get stuff that looks a little crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to call anybody crazy. I want this stuff to work.
I do too. I really do.
But it just always looks so odd.
There are a couple of purveyors of information that I find particularly worthy of note. And this may be – do you have internet access, Barbara?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Check out thinkfree.ca. That's a Canadian website. That's why it ends in .ca. So thinkfree.ca. Robert Menard is the guy behind that site. We've had him on this show in the past. I'm not saying that he is, the next Messiah or anything like that. I'm just saying he's got some useful information, and he puts it on his website free. He's got all kinds of videos up on Google Video, full-length presentations, hour and a half, 2 hours long, with lots of information. Some of it may be useful, some of it maybe not. It all depends on how many people have actually tried to put this to use. And I know that Robert Menard has, because he admits that he's gone to jail a few times in the process of standing up for his rights. And that's kind of what he focuses on is standing up and acting like a free person. Not that there's some necessarily any kind of incantation that's going to save you, but that more people just refusing to kowtow, more people refusing to obey, more people non-cooperating, more people stepping out, making a voluntary choice to not be a part of the system anymore, is going to be the solution to the problem. And so Robert Menard...
I'll be honest with you, I think there's more out there than what anybody really knows.
No, I think you're right about that, except most people are so frightened of what the consequences of saying no will be that they refuse to take any steps in that direction. And I think baby steps are all that's needed. I think if most Americans would just start saying no sometimes to the government, whether it's the state, the federal, or the local government people that are making demands upon your life, if you just say no to the highwaymen sometimes, then maybe they'll get it through their heads that they can't just get away with absolutely everything. So
well,
I'd like
to start somewhere, right?
Absolutely. And you know, if you can't make it up to New Hampshire for the Free State Project, then you got to do what you can. And I would say that's some level of non-cooperation. Obviously, getting together with people of a like mindset is the ideal, and that's why Mark and I moved to New Hampshire in 2006 as part of the Free State Project, because we really believe in liberty so much. We believe that you should be free to live your life how you want so much that we decided to get together with other people that feel the same way. And also, I want to recommend
another... This is on the... I can find this on the Internet?
Oh, you bet. Yeah, freestateproject.org.
Okay.
And here's a third website for you. Just kind of in that realm of guys that are offering information for free versus the ones that are charging for it.
Right.
Mark Stevens. I love Mark Stevens. He's a great... he's an iconoclast to the extreme. He is brilliant at really shattering people's illusions about what the government really is. And he's got some interesting techniques for the courtroom as well. MarkStevens.net. It's Mark with a C, M-A-R-C, Stevens.net. He's got some great, useful, free articles on that website. We've had Mark on the show in person a few times. He came up here to New Hampshire to visit during the Liberty Forum earlier this year. And I would say that those two guys, Robert Menard and Mark Stevens, are two of, I would say, leading people in the freedom movement or the sovereign movement, if you want to call them that. They're great guys too. Thank you for the call tonight. Hopefully that helps point you in a direction that will keep some money in your wallet and not get you into trouble with some unproven legal scheme, which is what's being offered out there by the people that are saying, well, come, you know, I'll sign up for my package and we'll tell you how to be a sovereign citizen and free yourself from the IRS. As though that's going to stop any government agency from coming, arresting you, and putting you in a jail cell. I think that
Americans seem to be more legit than others, but... You know, some of the legit-sounding ones basically say that you won't be able to drive a car, you won't be able to travel across state lines, you won't be able to fly on an airplane.
Yeah.
So, you know, no thanks.
Well, okay, and that's true. At least they're being honest about the fact that being free can have consequences. I mean, if you are going to... The fewer laws and demands and dictates of the government that you bow down to, the more inconvenient your life may become. I mean, because the government is so integrated in our almost every aspect of our lives. It's not an easy task to non-cooperate, but it is a simple one. Just say no to the government. Or coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I pass the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I pass the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you are enjoying this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do it is by becoming an amplifier. Now, see, some radio hosts just want to charge you to even get into their websites. We give you the features free up front, and then we ask for your voluntary contribution, kind of like what we were talking about with those guys that are claiming to hoard all of the secret information about how you can free yourself. Well, I think that's a really poor business model. I think that a good business model is the business model of, hey, we've got good ideas, and we're not afraid to share them for free. That's what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, and if you appreciate it, then become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. We will take that money and reinvest it into the show, so we can get this show and the message of freedom as far and as spread as far and as wide as possible. In fact, hoping to announce at least one or two new affiliates within the next week or so. So all of that is possible because of the 500-plus liberty-loving people that have gotten behind this program via the AMP program, and they've gotten a few perks to sweeten the deal, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines or AMP-only chat room and AMP-only forum. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com, any major credit card, PayPal, alternate options as well. Amp.freetalklive.com. We even took gold or silver one time.
Yeah, we do.
So let's go to your calls and talk to John in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, John. What's on your mind?
I have a friend who the police raided his house in Hercules, California.
Oh, no.
With his firearms and the receipts for the firearms. So he can't prove, because they didn't have the receipts because they took them, that he bought them for the pre-band.
So what was the raid based on? Were they looking for firearms during this raid?
They were looking for. He actually there was a shooting up the street from his house, and they know what firearms he has because he had a dealer's license. He had a third class dealer's license. Mm-hmm. So they know the guy had like 50 or 60 firearms. So they came to his house immediately, asked for permission. He gave them permission instead of saying, you need to get a search warrant. They came in his house and found, you know, some of the firearms. And then when he was proving through DOJ that he had the licenses for the firearms and they were pre-ban, they said, come on down, we need to talk to him, and arrested him on the spot.
Slow down one moment here. Let me make sure I'm understanding what you've told me. First of all, I don't know if you can call it a raid if they ask permission. When I think of a raid, I think of the doors being kicked in or busted down, and they're shouting and, you know, doing the whole deal with the SWAT team. You're telling me they asked this guy if they could search his house, and he told them yes?
Yeah, he's an idiot on that.
No, that's not fair. It's not fair to call people idiots because we've all been ignorant. Okay, but we've all been ignorant of things like this in the past. Most Americans don't realize they can say no to the police. The police are trained to be intimidating, and all of the media that we consume, like most popular media, like movies and TV shows, every time the cops come to somebody's front door, they're always letting them in. Every time they pull somebody over, they're always allowing a search. So we're programmed to say yes to these people, and this goes back to what I was talking about before with Americans saying no, and people around the world, and this is an international show, so anybody, when confronted with a government's demand or a government request, and requests are the easiest ones to say no to, say no, give it a try, see what happens. I mean, the worst that's going to happen is they're going to raid your house and search it anyway. The very least you can do is at least let them know you don't consent. So if they come to your door and try something like that, tell them no. In fact, better than that, don't even give them the opportunity to talk to you. Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, former law enforcement officer, former narcotics officer down in Texas, who's now joined the side of good and is helping people stay safe from the police, he highly recommends not even answering the door for these people. If you don't know who that person at the door is, I mean, it could be a plainclothes officer, so just because they're not in uniform doesn't mean they're not a government bureaucrat. If you aren't expecting somebody at your front door, I don't see any real reason to talk to whoever it is unless you know him as a neighbor or something like that, because it could be a cop, and if it is a cop, they're going to try to do their best to persuade you to obey them or to slip up and say something you didn't mean to say. There's nothing that can be gained from talking to the police.
I think that sometimes they're investigating a crime that, you know, a legitimate crime, and I think that you sometimes you might have information for that, but it seems like,
business card and a note.
Mm-hmm.
So he did make a mistake. So they came in, they found some stuff, and then we kind of sidetracked your story. So go ahead with the rest of your thoughts.
That's okay. So they came in the house and found one of his weapons. They took that weapon, and then they called him in a week later, and because they knew what he had when they came in his house, they didn't take any of those stuff. And then when they arrested him, when he was trying to get his firearms back legally. When they're arresting him, then they go to his house while he's incarcerated and raid his house while he's not there because they took the keys to his car, his vehicle, and so forth. Then they go in his house and take every single firearm. They get every receipt to the firearms, and they take it with them.
So what was he charged with?
They were charged with three felony firearm counts because he has pre-banned firearms in California. said, you didn't register these ones again. I registered them already. You know, there was another time you had to register them again, and you missed that deadline.
And now you're a criminal. So because you didn't fill out the paperwork, you're now a criminal, and we're going to put you in jail.
And we're going to keep your firearms.
Yeah.
These are ours, because we have the receipts now. They're ours.
Right. Good luck getting them back. I mean, anytime the government, even if you have evidence that they took your guns, it's very difficult to get them back. I mean, all you have to do is look at the guys that the victims of the gun confiscations after Hurricane Katrina, as the government guys went around house to house confiscating people's firearms. Many of those folks, the last time I looked at stories about it, it had been 6 to 12 months later, and they still hadn't gotten their firearms back. I mean, hope they didn't have their homes invaded by some other group of criminals in that that particular time frame. You know, people out in California that are sticking it out, I don't really know why. I mean, is your job that good? Is your job that good and that irreplaceable out in California that it's not worth it to you to move somewhere that's a little more, I don't know, freedom-friendly? Even if it's not New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I mean, if you're a firearms owner out in California and you're sticking it out, what are you thinking?
I want to get out of here. I'm going back in the military active duty. And trust me, when I'm finished with my 3 to 4 years over there, I'm not coming back here. You couldn't give me a house out in California. There's nothing that I want in California. Nothing.
It just keeps getting worse, too. I mean, it is the capital of socialism in America, and it's in a financial mess right now. Not to say the other states are that much better, but as California goes, so goes the rest of the nation, or so they say. So I would hightail it out of there. I think you're making the right choice, and I thank you for the call tonight. Thanks for sharing that story. So there you go. You try to be nice to the police, and that's what you get. You know, you try to help the cops, and that's what they do. They help you into a jail cell, because that's their job, is filling jails, cold jail cells, with warm bodies. That's what they do.
Well, I think that there probably are law enforcement officers listening that say that, you know, that's not what we do.
Well,
and I'm sure
those might be the
peace officers. I think they have
officers.
To ask themselves. There certainly are, you know, cops out there that try very hard to, you know, respect people's rights. But I think what they need to ask themselves is, if I worked in California, or if my state changed its laws to be similar to the ones in California.
Yeah.
That
because a lot of cops are
basically say that nobody can own a firearm.
Because cops are real good gun. A lot of cops are good gun rights supporters. That is true. You're right.
And you know, if the laws were changed in the state, what would I do?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems unlikely to me that most of them would say, "No, I'm not going to enforce this law."
Well, yeah, they might lose their job, right?
Nice, you know, sweet government paycheck.
So, yeah, just say no to police searches. Don't let them search your car. Remember, if they're asking you, they don't have a reason. See, cops need to have things like reasonable articulable suspicion to detain you. They need to have things like probable cause in order to arrest you. And the more you cooperate, the closer they get to having those things. The more you answer their questions, the more cooperative you are, the more likely you will be arrested for something. They will find something to arrest you for. And again, there are some good cops out there, but a good cop isn't going to ask you to search. It's just not going to happen. In my opinion, I don't think good cops ask to search. That's a fishing expedition. They're trying to find people with drugs, and good cops aren't doing that stuff.
Well, I would think that there might be some instance where you know, police might ask to search if they had suspicion that this person had committed some kind of violent crime and or, you know, a theft crime. That's one thing.
Yeah, but you and I both know that that's, for the most part, not what the reasons are. They go out, they pull people over that are unwitting, they pull Americans over that don't understand what their rights are, and they target people that just, you know, they're bullies. So they go after the weak. And most Americans are pretty darn weak when it comes to their rights and their knowledge of said rights. 800-259-9231. Just try it. Try telling them no. Worst that happens is you go to jail, which might have happened anyways if you said yes. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
In an instant, the world changed for Lieutenant General Michael O'Neill. His staff shot before his eyes, arrested for war crimes. He now faces a short, one-sided trial. The boundaries blur, the chaos returns. Somebody is going to die. The long-awaited sequel to Hell's Fair, The Eye of the Storm, by New York Times best-selling author John Ringo, from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.